Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. 'Cause you can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. 'Cause you can depend on God to see it through. And you can depend on me to pray for you. I'm going to say that one more time. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. 'Cause you can depend on God to see you through. Hallelujah. And you can depend on me to pray for you. You might be hurting. You might be crying. You might be worrying and frustrated too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. You might be hurting. You might be crying. You might be worrying and frustrated too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you. I'm going to say that one more time. You might be hurting. And you might be crying. You might be worrying and frustrated too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. 'Cause you can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying for you. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying for you. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Pray. I'm going to keep on praying for you, because you can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. Pray. I'm going to keep on praying. Pray. I'm going to keep on praying for you. Pray. I'm going to keep on praying. Pray. I'm going to keep on praying for you, because you can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you. I see you in the future, and you look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. 'Cause you can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. We got to pray for each other. We got to pray for each other. Hallelujah. And I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. Oh, Lordy, I pray for you. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. I need you. I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for allowing us all to gather here together again for such a time as this to receive a word straight from the throne room. Father, we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you continue to guide the Des De Leon family as they continue to lead artists' life. Father God, we ask right now for a special blessing on our speaker for this morning. Father, give him everything that he needs. Father, pour into him as he pours out to us. Father, we ask that you touch everything concerning him. Let him speak the word of God clearly, without compromise, and with passion, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of his faith. Father, we thank you because we know that you've already worked it out for his good and for our good and your glory. So, Lord, we continue to just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we say amen, amen, and amen. I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Prophet Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. The floor is yours.
Praise God, praise God. Good morning again to you, and thank you so much for stepping in.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. There she is. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, and thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for seating and greeting our family this morning and opening us up with the powerful prayer as well as your much-needed tag for this morning, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. And thank you, Minister Roslyn. Oh, yes, I'll pray for you and you pray for me, and we'll all watch God change some things because we do need him every hour, particularly in the day in which we are living. And so thank you for reminding us that we are not in this alone. Thank you so much. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And I greet you on this Trust in the Lord Tuesday with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Can you believe it will be 10 years that we have been here on the Master's Call? On October 25th, 2010, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon became co-laborers here on the Master's Call. And look at how God has blessed us. We have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that's found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website, and I encourage you to go there because at the website you will find all the messages that have been archived here at the Master's Call since the beginning of this call, as well as the full bio of all of our speakers. We have a theme this year, and our theme is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as you heard Minister Roslyn so beautifully do, or as a host, a greeter, as Minister Kai so graciously did, or perhaps you want to host just as I'm doing this morning, God may have put a word in you to deliver to somebody. And this would be a perfect time during this COVID-19 when we're all kind of stayed in place and shut in and quarantined anyway, to prepare yourself to be a member of this team. We would love to have you. We would welcome you with open arms and know that you will not be here alone. So if that is you, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And I want you to know that we are praying for you every day, 24/7. However, should there be a time when you are, we're here extra on Fridays is what I want to say. We stay after the call. But anytime during, before that, after that, whatever, during that that time, we do have a web, a place. We do have an email. We have where you can send your information, and that is to info@themasterscall.net. We have an email address. And again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And know that we are praying for you. Now, this company was once called Artists International, and it is now Artists Life, and it was founded by the D.H. de Leon family over 30 years ago. And to find out more about this, about the company, the products, the opportunity, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share all those facts with you. Now, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and it's held every Friday through Monday through Friday with a team of great leaders who will give you guided information you need in order to be successful with Artists International and its products. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. If you aren't able to access this call without having to pay, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 712-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements. I am going to get out of the way so that I can introduce our speaker for this morning. And our speaker is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. He is none other than the Pastor Everett Thomas. He is a born-again believer. He's an ordained minister. He's been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He serves as a senior minister at the Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is the founder of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. He is married to the lovely Cheryl, his bride, and he is so committed to the Lord and his community. He has been married for over 20 years, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And that scripture verse comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So it is my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for that warm introduction. Well, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. Yes, he's still doing great things even right now. Well, we want to praise God for Minister Rosner for bringing us into the presence of the Lord, praise and worship. Prophetess Kai, thank you so much for all that you do and greeting. And Minister Brenda Terrell helping out. It sounds like something about teamwork. Amen, somebody. Amen. Just good to have teamwork. And we want to honor the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank God for you both saying yes to bringing forth this opportunity to be a blessing in the way of preaching God's word. And amen. And bringing people together under the umbrella of the kingdom of God. Well, God bless you. I want to bring our attention to the first letter of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, we're looking at starting at verse 9. I'll read from the King. Let's look at the Amplified Version. 1 Peter chapter 2, starting verse 9. This is but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have received mercy. Beloved, I implore you, as aliens and strangers and exiles in this world, to abstain from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passions of the flesh, your lower nature, that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves properly, honorably, righteously among the Gentiles, so that although they may slander you as evildoers, yet they may, by witnessing your good deeds, come to glorify God in the day of inspection, when God shall look upon you wanderers as a pastor or shepherd looks over his flock. Verses 9 through 12, and that's the second chapter of 1 Peter. Well, I want to talk about God's chosen people. How many of you have, you have been chosen? Yes, we are God's chosen people. Have you ever been chosen? Amen. Back in the day, you may have been chosen to be a part of a team, part of a play, the singer solo. It's just something special about being chosen. I've been chosen. Those of you that are married, amen, you say, well, I've been chosen. Out of all those individuals that could have been, amen, married to this particular person, I have been chosen. Amen. So it's just something special about being chosen. And God wants us to be reminded today that you have been chosen. You've been bought with a price. Amen, amen, amen. So being part of the family of God is special. Amen, amen. And not to be taken lightly. Amen. We can get so caught up in the world. And God just wants me to remind somebody here today that Jesus himself said, my kingdom is not of this world. I'm not of this world. And if the world hates me, the world is going to hate you. So don't fret. Don't get bit out of shape because of the haters. Haters hate. Amen. Sinners sin. Come on, somebody. So people do what they do because of who they are. But you are, come on, somebody, you are special. You are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are special. And God said, you get that you've been purchased, amen, by the Most High God through Jesus Christ. His blood is shed on the cross for you and for me. So you are special. You're not just everybody or anybody. You are somebody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because you have been chosen. Amen, amen, amen. So just wanted to stop by and remind somebody that, you know, we're in this political arena, this season that we're looking at, and God wants to remind us today that it's not about being so much of your party of affiliation, being Democratic, if you call yourself that, or Republican, if you call yourself that. He said, the main thing, are you part of the family of God? I know sometimes people say, well, we all God's children. No, we all God's creation. But you have to be born again. You have to become part of God's family through Jesus Christ, through your, amen, believing in him, being as your Lord and your Savior. Amen, amen. So being chosen of God, we represent the light, not darkness. Come on, somebody. He brought us out of the light into his marvelous light. Amen. Amen. Out of darkness into his light. Out of darkness. Come on. So we, amen, it's time out for slipping in the dark. I know there used to be a song back in the day, slipping in the dark. Yeah. He's dancing. Yeah, I understand. But God said, let me help you. You are no longer in darkness. Amen. You are in the light. Amen. So represent me in the light. Represent me because of the understanding of my word. Amen. Amen. The word of God, the B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth, is what our foundation is. Amen. This is the authority of God's word that we have to look at here and understand that it is what we stand on. Amen. Amen. He wants somebody to know that abortion, amen, is being tossed back and forth. You are a pro-life, pro-choice. God said, hold on, wait a minute. I'm the one that gave life. Amen. Amen. The Republicans didn't give life. The Democrats didn't give life. I gave life. And Job says, the Lord giveth, the Lord take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So let's get the main thing, man. Let's get the right thing, Amen. It's where you are. It's who you are. You are in God's kingdom. You represent God. Amen. We have to realize that when it's all said and done, are you saved? Amen. God said, I called you. I chose you to go and make disciples, not to go make Republicans, not to go and make Democrats. Amen. I understand we're in the world, but God says, amen, you're in the world. You're not of the world. You're in the world. So we are here to, amen, represent the King of Kings. He said, amen, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but is righteousness, peace, and joy. In the Holy Ghost, we represent the King of Kings. Come on, somebody. Amen. There's life after this life. Amen. Either we're on our way to heaven or we're on our way to hell. We're going to the non-smoking zone or the smoking zone. Amen. So get to the bottom line today, my brothers. Don't get so distracted, amen, and what's happening around us. Amen. God said, look, don't go get down and say, you are representing me above all else. Amen. Our allegiance is to Jesus Christ. Amen. Titus, look at Titus. Titus chapter 2, starting at verse 11. And again, reading from the Amplified Version. It says, for the grace of God, his unmerited favor and blessing has come forward, appeared for the deliverance from sin and the eternal salvation for all mankind. It has trained us to reject and renounce all ungodliness, irreligion, and worldly passionate desires, to live discreet, temperate, self-controlled, upright, devout, spiritually whole lives in this present world, awaiting and looking for the fulfillment, the realization of our blessed hope, even the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who gave himself on our behalf that he might redeem us, purchase our freedom from all iniquity, and purify for himself a people. Hey, come on, somebody. A people to be peculiarly his own. People who are eager and enthusiastic about living a life that is good and filled with beneficial deeds. How many know that your favor comes from God? It doesn't matter who's in the White House. The main thing is that you realize where your favor comes from. Yes, go to the polls. Go, yes, vote. Yes. Do your diligence. Yes. But understand when it's all said and done, you are a chosen generation. You are a people that have been set apart to do God's work. Amen. So favor. People say favor is not fair. Well, favor, if you are part of God's kingdom, you have favor. Come on, somebody. From the King of Kings. Joshua said this way, he said, for be in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So what's happening in your house? What's happening in your church house? Come on. Is God really on the throne? I know people testify and say, well, give me honor to God, who's ahead of my life. If God is really the head of our lives, it ought to be some fruit, amen, just being brought forth, amen, that people ought to see something, amen, different that comes from above, amen, out of our lives. Some of us, I just stopped by. I believe God wants us to be reminded that we are his chosen people. Yes, yes, yes. And it's only right that we choose to live by God's values, for he has chosen us. Yes, in the Old Testament, the priests officiated at sacrifices and led the worship of God. In the first century Roman culture, a pagan priest also led worshipers in offering sacrifices and praises to their gods. And in both contexts, it was considered a high honor to serve as a priest. So the imagery of the Christian royal priesthood was clear and powerful. We who be because of sin were not even the people of God. No. But now we have been called out of darkness and given the highest position of all. So be about God's business. Be about God's business. He said, occupy till I come. In other words, do business till I come. Amen. We get so bent out, say, how many people died now to COVID-19? All these things is happening in life. Yes, it's a lot of stuff going on. Because don't be persuaded to the left, to the right. Focus on the fact that you are running the race. You running the race to win the race. Amen. Not for a temporary crown, but the crown of righteousness. Amen. Amen. This life, amen, that we're living today is not temporal, but it's eternal. There's life after this life. How many people have we saved, amen, or at least presented the plan of salvation lately? How many have we done that? We spent so much time and energy complaining about who's in the White House, complaining about the virus, the pandemic, and all this things going on, and people going to hell because we failed to open our mouth about the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's what Jesus says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things be added unto you. So God he just let me stop out for just a little while to say, look, we are a chosen generation. We have been chosen by the King of Kings to represent him, God Almighty, the creator of the universe. And not to take that lightly, but to be about God's business. Amen. Don't get so caught up in the things of the world. We are not of the world. We're just in the world. We're passing through. But as we pass through, make sure we live the life that God called us to live. Walk the walk. Amen. The walk of faith. Amen. Amen. So God has challenging us today to understand who we are in him. Amen. Amen. Time is running out. People think we are in the last days. Yes, we are. And the spirit of Antichrist is in the land. So either we're going to be righteous or unrighteous, just or unjust, saved or unsaved. Amen, somebody. But God said we are the head, not the tail. We are above, not beneath. We are overcomers. We are victors, not victims. We are God's chosen people. God bless your heart. I think I better stop right now. Minister Will, please take this back. Come on now. Amen. God bless your heart. You're a chosen person.
Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for reminding us that we are God's chosen people. I remember my pastor in Chicago preached that scripture verse for about half a year. He worked it for a year, so half a year. So it's so good to hear that again. And I will call you back to give us our benediction after we pray over our prayer request. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving, thanking you and praising you for who you are. Thanking you, Lord, that we are your chosen people, that we are, God, your royal priesthood. Father, we thank you for Pastor Everett coming by and reminding us of that. Now, God, I pray that you bless him indeed. Father, that you continue to provide for all of his needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Father, that you continue to be with his family, that you continue to bless his sister Jerry, Lord, and bless his wife, Cheryl, Lord. Father, we just thank you that we have a man of God on our team who comes by faithfully to bless us with a rich word from your word. Father, we thank you. Lord, now we ask you please forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us, Lord, and help us to be like you. Lord, we lift up Antoinette right now. We lift up, oh God, Victor. Father, we lift up Sharon Sauer's family, Lord Jesus, as the transition of mother of cousin Ethel. God, this family has been through, Aunt Ethel. Father, this family has been through so much. Oh, my gosh. So I ask, God, that you hold them in the power of your hands, Lord, that you rock them steady, Lord, that you comfort them, that you provide, oh, God, everything that they need right now during this time. And, Father, we just know that one day there shall be glory after this. There will be glory after this for all of us, Lord, as we go through this pandemic season. Father, we lift up Minister Wanda and her family, Lord. They, too, have experienced so many transitions during this COVID season, Lord. Her father, her brother, now her mother, Mother Sarah, Lord God, but we know that she, her mom, and Elsa are in heaven praising you. They're sitting at your feet, Lord. They've heard, well done, my good and faithful servant. They are rejoicing, would never want to come back to this painful world that we're living in. Oh, God, and all others who have transitioned during this time, God, we lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. And, God, we yet thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the praise reports that we have gotten as well. We thank you for healing Alvina and Diane, Lord, and Andrew, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're still doing a mighty work in the earth. Father, we lift up our children who are going back to school, how Donald Trump wants to send these babies back, Lord. Father, I pray that you just shake some real good sense into that entire administration, Lord. Father, I pray, as Dr. Vanessa said, we don't pray evil against anyone, Lord. But, Father, we pray for their hearts in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we even lift him up on the transition of his brother Rob. Father, I hope that this has given some tenderness to his heart in the name of Jesus. Father, we also, God, lift up our USPS system, Lord. Father, those mailboxes that were taken up, let them be put back. Father, we pray that you vex and that you abort any kind of plans or strategies that Donald Trump administration has to try to steal this election. And, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you keep Kamala as well as Vice President Joe Biden steady, Lord, that you guide, that you keep them on the path, God, and you protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we lift up those, Sister Victoria, Lord, and her family, God, and we lift up those who are living in Tracy Towers, Lord, and God, that you just do a blanket healing over that development in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our dear Sister Sandra, Lord, and we thank you for how you are blessing her. God, we just ask, God, that you continue to be with Cousin Erlina, God, and that you continue. We thank you, Lord, that Verletta is getting so much better. God, you are a God who hears all our prayers and answers them, and so we thank you right now. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchett, for blessing Dr. P.K.'s children, for blessing her health, for blessing her with a place to stay, worse that she loves. God, you know all about it, God. So we just ask that you, for those spoken, unspoken prayer requests that we didn't even mention right now, Lord, I just ask that you bless it, Lord, and bless my little grandbaby, Lord, that she can get some sleep without having to have these nightmares that she's been having. God, we give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, your name never loses its power. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, I tell you what, you are going to want to go back and hear the rest of the call this morning, a playback this morning, and you can go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, the morning motivational call is held right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And today is going to be Presidential Tuesday. Again, thank you, Minister Rosalind, who just led us in worship this morning. We thank God for you. Thank you, Minister Kai, who gave us a powerful prayer this morning. And to Pastor Everett for your excellent message, we do thank you and our TMC family. Thank you so much for joining us. Our prayers are with you this day. May God bless and keep you in all your ways. And as I always say, my TMC family, if no one has told you already today, you have got to know that I really do love me some you. Back to you, Pastor Everett.
God bless you. God bless you. Just want to remind us, the Word of God says, amen, righteousness exalts the nation, sin is reproach to any people. May the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Bye for now.